Now, a little bird tells me you have another question, which is actually sort of Dominic's neck of the woods.
Yes. But this one's about, obviously, Olympus Mons on Mars, which I understand is the largest mountain in the solar system. Now, because you've got, obviously, such a large mass on a planet which is actually relatively small, certainly compared to Earth, does that in any way affect the orbit of Mars by giving it a bit of a wobble or anything like that?
It certainly does make Mars wobble on its axis. Olympus Mons is a massive volcano. It's, I think, three times higher than Mount Everest. And what's important when Mars is rotating on its axis is where Mars's centre of mass is. So that's the average point where all of Mars's little bits of mass average towards. And if Mars has a large mass on one side of the planet, then that will knock Mars's centre of mass off the centre of the spherical planet. So it will be rotating off a point which is slightly off the centre of the sphere. And that means as it rotates, the sphere will shift slightly in space. It's a bit like having two figure skaters on ice, and one of them's really massive is spherical Mars, and the other one is not very massive, and that's the volcano. And as they spin round on the ice, well, the massive figure skater won't move very much, but you'll see a little wobble each time he goes round. Now, that's not quite what we're talking about when we normally talk about volcanoes on the Earth causing a shift in the Earth's axis. Because what we're talking about there is movements of rock, either because volcanoes erupt or because we have earthquakes. And those movements shift the centre of mass of the Earth, and that changes the way in which the Earth rotates.
Dominic, thank you. To add to that, and Dominic on the line, thank you very much for phoning in as well. If you would like a good reference on what Dominic was saying, I was very lucky to speak to someone at Harvard a few years ago called Taylor Perron, who actually did some interesting modelling on this and showed that when the sea would have been on Mars millions of years ago, this ancient ocean, it produced a shoreline. And if you trace the outline of that shoreline today, you see that in some places it's maybe a kilometre higher than other bits of the shoreline, which suggests either that the water had some very strange tidal movements, which seems unlikely, or more likely the surface of Mars has been buckled in some way. And when they modelled it, they found the buckling was directly explained by the migration of Olympus Mons in exactly the way you say, Dominic, pulling the planet's surface to put Olympus Mons on the equator of the planet because of that huge aggregation of mass there. Yeah. So it's Taylor Perron, and it was a paper in Nature, I think from 2006, if you want to look it up, Dominic.